This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio. Since 1974, Venezuelan school children have been mastering orchestral music with the help of a program called El Sistema. Along with teaching kids to play, El Sistema works to combat poverty and elevate self-esteem and healthy decision-making. El Sistema has benefited more than 800,000 school kids in Venezuela, including acclaimed conductor Gustavo Dudamel. And he is currently the music director of the Los Angeles Symphony Orchestra. El Sistema model has been put to work in Durham through a program called Kids Notes. Katie Wyatt is the Kids Notes executive director. She is also an accomplished musician, and she joins me in the studio today with her viola. Katie, hi. Good to have you back.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for having us.
And also with us in the studio are a teacher, Maria Fernanda Valencia, with her viola. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And Ben Fuller is here as well. He teaches in the program. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Good to have you here. The star attractions, however, are some Kids Notes students who are here as well. Marcus Rommel G., Kalia DeCanto from E.K. Poe Elementary School, Donald Moore, Giselle Mejia Santos from Y.E. Smith Elementary in Durham. Welcome to you. Thank you so much for being here. Nice to have you here. You can say thanks.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome. Thanks so much. Katie, explain El Sistema, how it started and how it fits into this program.
Absolutely. El Sistema is a children's and youth orchestra program for kids and families in poverty in Venezuela. It's being adopted across the world. Here in the United States, it's a program of access and of musical excellence for kids who would not otherwise have the opportunity to play an instrument and to learn how to really master something.
So access, kids who wouldn't learn to play, maybe otherwise you might have to take private lessons or something. How
That's right.
about the system itself? Is there a way of teaching that might be different from how most kids learn orchestral music?
Yes. So in El Sistema, it's all about the ensemble and it's about orchestras and playing together. So kids learn at multiple levels all at the same time, and they learn in a group so that it's really about each person learning their part and figuring how that fits into a whole, really developing the orchestra as a community of individuals.
So you're all playing, you all play together then. When you play, the first time you played, you were all with each other or lots of other kids. Is that true?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Maybe we should hear some music. As you point out that Marcus is 7, Kalia is 6, Donald is 8, and Giselle is 9 years old.
That's right.
So collectively, you're less than a quarter of my age, if we added you all up. Well, would you play something for us right now?
Sure. So they first wanted to play something that we learned very early on to teach us rhythm, which is I Know a Fox. Ready, guys? Up to the microphone. 1, 2, ready, sing.
I know a fox with dirty socks. He likes to walk on dirty rocks.
Right, and that taught us quarter notes and eighth notes.
Well, but let me ask you, Marcus, that didn't sound like violin. Can you walk right up to that microphone there? And that didn't sound like a violin. How does that make a violin sound when you do that?
Do what?
When you did what you just did, talking about foxes and dirty socks. That didn't sound like a violin to me.
Mm.
Then later you learned to take that and turn that into violin music? Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does that work, Katie?
Well, we moved from learning eighth notes and quarter notes to learning a couple of songs, so right. actual pieces. So a couple of the pieces we have for you today you might know well. Part of El Sistema and the orchestra repertoire is teaching children to play masterworks. And so you would know many of these pieces. What's the one that we really like to play first? It's the Pachelbel.
Canon.
That's right. We just call it the Canon.
You play it now?
Yes, let's
Great.
Play it now.
Thank you.
So there we go. The Paco Bell Canon, played by some of the kids from Kids Notes. 7-year-old Marcus G., 6-year-old Kalia DeCanto, 8-year-old Donald Moore, and 9-year-old Giselle Santos, along with Katie Wyatt, who is Kids Note Executive Director, and Maria Fernanda Valencia, were on the viola. So how long have these kids been together and how long have they been playing?
Well, just since this September have our kids been playing, and actually Marcus just joined us in January. The violins were a gift from Duke University, and they've been playing 10 hours a week since the end of September, beginning of October, coming together almost every day during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, for about an hour, and then the community part comes in on Saturday mornings when all three participating schools come together to rehearse at the Holton Center, part of the East Durham Children's Initiative.
And how do you participate? How do you find kids to be part of the program?
It's really a great, we have a very strong partnership with Durham Public Schools. And so instead of being an outside nonprofit and community organization, we've decided that we want our rehearsals to be in the schools and with DPS music teachers. So students apply with their parents. They're selected by their music teacher and their classroom teacher. And just like applying for college, they all submitted a letter of recommendation from a community member.
And you've got a big gala coming up April 16th, right?
We do. It's going to be a lot of fun.
To help support this program. Would you play something else for us?
Yes, we'd love to. So another piece that we've played is Ode to Joy, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Ode to Joy.
Ode to Joy, the kids of Kids Notes, Marcus G., Kalia DeCanto, Donald Moore, Giselle Santos, all here today, along with Ben Fuller, who is one of the teachers. And Ben, let me ask you about teaching in this program. You're a musician yourself. I assume you didn't learn the way these kids are learning.
Right. Sort of the way I was brought up was the idea that I'll take private lessons, and then when I come home, my parents make me practice until I fall asleep. But the difference with this program is that it's really based on learning together, and so you build community and you learn leadership and social skills, but it's also a fun way to learn.
Is it a hard thing to teach for somebody like you who didn't learn this way?
It's been a transition, definitely, but it's also a very natural sort of approach, and so it's not a foreign idea, it's just different.
Katie, how about for you? And I know that you and Ben is about to start a fellowship, and he will go up and take a year's worth of training, right? And you have been through that training as part of the El Sistema, right?
That's right. So I was an Abreu fellow named for the father of El Sistema, Maestro Jose Antonio Abreu, and I spent half a year studying social policy, innovations in education, and differences in how nonprofits are formed in the United States, and then about half the year immersed in the orchestras of El Sistema in Venezuela. I was a member of the first class of Abreu Fellows nationally, and Ben will be a member of the third class of Fellows, 10 each year.
It is a bit of social policy is important because this was a bit of social engineering right from the start. Tell us about its trajectory in Venezuela and its importance there.
What has been amazing is El Sistema was created by Jose Antonio Abreu, who was an economist. It was really when he was minister of economy in the country, he was presented with how can we find a solution to the problem of poverty in our country? And he addressed that problem by creating an orchestra program, because for him, it was really about the spiritual poverty and the importance of character development and leadership among his people. So he thought, what better way than to create a bunch of creative, inspired musicians?
Okay, he thought, what better way? But none of us would have thought that. And
right.
He started out with just a few kids, I think, in a parking garage, right?
That's right.
Now we've got close to him at 800,000 people, 250,000 at any one time, 15,000 teachers around the world. Ben, do you have an idea why this works? What's going on here? How this is actually successful at an idea that never would have occurred to me?
Well, I think the big thing is that when you have a program like this, you're creating people who are passionate. And if you have the passion for something, you can make it happen. And so even though it's not necessarily the most logical of ideas that the solution to fighting poverty is with art, when you create a bunch of artists, it is natural for them to want to spread that change.
And I guess it also speaks to the value of art, which, fair to say, in our culture here in the USA, we always think of this as an appendage, first thing to go.
Absolutely.
In schools. But he found it to be primary and was right.
Yeah. And when I talk about Kids Notes and about El Sistema, I really let people know that it is a social program that is using music as a tool to create positive change.
And the social part's important. We get back to how the kids learn. And maybe I'm going to talk to you. Giselle, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I want to ask you a question about practicing. When you started doing this, did you like to practice?
Yes.
Do? How much time do you spend practicing?
Every day.
You practice every day? What do you like about this? What do you like about playing the violin and playing with your friends and kids' notes?
That I get this chance that other kids don't get to do.
Get to do something. Donald, how about you? Can I ask you a question? Do you like playing together with all these other kids around you? They've got bows all over the place. You have to duck sometimes, don't you? Do you ever get hit with a bow while somebody's playing?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's a duck. How do you feel about that, playing in a group? What do you like about this?
Because I like playing the violin, and then sometimes if I have people to help me, so if I mess up, they can help me and correct me.
Did you ever play the violin before? Did you ever hear the violin before?
Yeah, I played it last year with another teacher named Miss Ann, and that's when I was at my old school, Arne Harris.
Mm. Is this different, the way you're playing now, do you think?
A little bit. Some things has changed.
Okay. Kalia, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Could you walk right over there and stand where Donald was standing right there? You're going to have to be on your tippy toes,
okay.
But that's okay. What do you like about doing this?
Well, I actually really like music, so it's actually a type of instrument. And, Dad said I should practice my violin because actually some people can make rock music with your violin, so he said I should practice for his rock band.
Oh, you're going to do rock violin? That sounds pretty good. What's your favorite rock song? Do you have a favorite song?
I like Lady Gaga and Katy Perry.
Beautiful. Lady Gaga on the violin.
And guess what? Lady Gaga, actually, in one of her songs, there's a violin and Alejandro.
Yeah?
No, like with the bow.
Oh, okay.
A very energetic group. How much license to... Katie, thank you very much for that, by the way. That's great. And I believe you are the shortest violinist here, and you also have the biggest voice. And that's a very cool thing. That's a very cool thing. Thank you for that.
Well, that's just my normal voice. And Mom thinks like she should change my tonsils. At least she thought she should have, but now she's not going to do it.
Now she's not going to do it because you got a career ahead of you. You don't want to mess with those tonsils. How much license is there for the kids to experiment with other? I mean, it's mostly orchestral music, right? And classical music.
Yeah. What's great is that we're learning how to sing. We're learning how to play violin. The kids next year, we haven't even really talked about this yet, but we're expanding next year. We're moving from 60 students to 100 students. So the kids, if they want, can switch instruments to violas and cellos and trumpets and percussion and flute. So these guys will take in 20 new, brand new children next year. They'll all start on violin just to get accustomed to playing and to get into the practice of being a musician. And then after 1 year, they'll be able to switch to what they want to play.
And I know the founder of this movement was very clear about classical music and orchestral music being important because of the depth and the richness, the amount of emotion that could be expressed through this very complicated music. But it's
absolutely
a deeper experience for all of us.
Yes.
So you've got, I want to talk about this, and maybe I'll ask you to play us out. But first, I want to tell everybody about the gala that's coming up.
Great.
Kids Notes performs this Sunday at Carrboro Community Dinner. It's their own gala. April 16th at the North Carolina. So wait, you've got something coming up Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on April 16th at North Carolina Mutual Building in Durham. And for more information about that, kidsnotes.com. It's spelled KIDZNOTES.
And actually, Frank, it's kidsnotes.org.
Kidsnotes.org. Well, then you will find it even better if you go to the right address. Kids Notes crew is going to play us out first, but I want to say this is the state of things. Thank you for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, teachers and the students from Kids Notes in Durham.
Thanks, and we're going to play the folk song from Venezuela called Venezuela.